welcome to another episode of Business Casual with Bradley Vaughn, Parks Garner, Clayton Schroble, and Jackson Doty. In today's episode, we will be discussing childhood trauma.
Oh boy.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm ready.
So. I'm scared.
So, without further ado, I believe Jackson wanted to speak first about his, so have at it, Jackson.
Okay. I wasn't scared as much as a kid, but I remember always being scared of the Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Who from Sesame Street?
The big brown mammoth looking thing, the
Snuffleupagus. Oh yeah.
My god. Oh,
I remember
no.
watching a movie, and I don't know why, but in my memory, I have that his mom was cooked into a meatball.
What the?
Okay.
And I remember that always being what scared me, because I thought the big woolly mammoth cooked his mom into a meatball. I would have nightmares where he did the same to me.
We had sleep paralysis.
It was
and
so
just
awesome.
Just standing there, staring at you.
That is absolutely terrifying.
This is not. We said it's childhood trauma, not
yeah, and
nightmare.
It's freaking, snout. Instead of a elephant snout, it was razor sharp teeth.
Oh my! You're actually killing me.
Jeez.
Okay. I guess I'll go next.
You know what? Yeah.
That was
Clayton,
a really
go
good,
next.
That was a really good entrance. But when I was a small child, I was with my family at a restaurant and. I guess this is not a very, big trauma, I remember it and all, but I remember it more of a traumatic experience. So, my little brother was, running out, in front of the restaurant, there's a sidewalk, it's pretty long, and he was, he almost walked out into the road with, a truck coming,
Okay, Clayton, you completely
cut out. That was pretty awesome.
He has been lost to the void.
Uh-oh. Clayton, can you hear us? Oh, he's probably going to join back.
Oh, just the normal thing.
Is there anybody out there?
Well, let's have some short conversation while we wait for Clayton. You boys
had
a good day?
A good day, not going to lie.
How's your weekend been, awesome. Everybody?
Been good.
Pretty good.
All right. Let me get
back
into the story.
Yes.
Because
continue
story. Very stupid. So I thought I gotta save him, right?
Okay.
And according to me as a kid, the only way to save him was by throwing him to the ground as hard as I could. So I was scared to death for my brother. That was more of the trauma for me. And then but I guess. I didn't traumatize him, but I remember it. I grabbed him and just chucked him to the ground. And from the pure fear of my brother being run over by a car and the fact that my parents yelled at me afterwards for throwing him to the ground as hard as I could.
Mm.
And I was double his size. Yeah, it was not a fun experience.
So it just looks like this kid, this big guy is just overpowering his brother, just slamming him to the ground.
I mean, sort of, but there was a truck and they were next to a street, so I don't know. It was just.
That's crazy.
I remember it. It was really weird.
All right, well, I think I will go next.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Parks.
So,
all right, take it.
I mean, so one night, I wake up in the middle of the night, and a few years back, I would have this habit of where I would just sleep under the covers, my entire body. Just completely under the covers. So.
Yep.
Anyways, I start hearing noises. I was I don't know, I guess from downstairs. It's what it sounded like to me, because obviously this was all in my head. So, anyways, so I peek from under the covers, and I see two boots standing in my doorway, and I kid you not, I just looked at them and I just slowly put the cover back down. And I just had to think to myself, I was like, okay, there's probably some random dude standing in my doorway, probably some homeless guy just looking for somewhere to sleep. I don't know what's going on. Like, just so many, like, a million thoughts were just running through my mind right there. And then, literally, I peek again, and then I realize I was looking through my water bottle. Like, I was looking at through, like, the reflection of, like, my plastic water bottle that I left in my nightstand. And I like, turned around, or, like, looked around the water bottle, and I just see the... And I was so confused, because, literally, like, what kind of reflection... those boots, you know,
those spicy
what kind of water
Tims.
Recreates what? Tims?
Who has creepy Vans Paralysis Demon?
Yeah, so basically, now to this day, I will make sure that like every door is locked in the house before I go to sleep, or else I will just not sleep.
Wow,
what a traumatic under my pillow.
I sleep with a Magnum. I mean, sorry, continue.
Oh, Magnum, that's dope.
Yeah.
Girls.
Oh, jeez.
Bradley's got girls.
He's got women.
Oh. I got the peacemakers.
Larry and Jerry.
No.
Oh, my bad.
Samantha and Sarah.
Mine are men. Big cop. Okay, I'm done.
Awesome.
Okay. So I got another story. Well, Bradley, do you have something?
Hey.
Okay, of course you
do. Of course I do. Okay, so I used to live in Yuma. This has kind of been like, I think, a paranormal thing where me or just kids seeing random crap. But whenever I'd go to sleep, I'd look under my blanket and I would see a pair of two red eyes.
Awesome.
Kind of. And I would always look under and I would be like, I wonder what those are. I was always curious about them. Like, I would literally always see them. And I really wouldn't, like, be scared at all. I would feel like, oh, this is unusual. Oh, look at this. But then, one night, I was asleep. And I don't know how I remember this. I wake up, and in front of me is this, like, Aztec-like mask thing floating, like, in my room. And it just looks at me and smiles at me. And then I blink my eyes, and it's just gone. Mm.
I think you saw the Crash Bandicoot mask.
So that is why.
Yeah, that's why it was.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. This wasn't your ordinary mask.
Was it a circle? Mask?
No, you...
Was it a JoJo reference?
No, okay, shut up. No JoJo references. Okay. No. No. Like, you know those faces on, like, Aztec temples?
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Did you have any knowledge of those as a kid?
You know, I've... No, not that I know of. It's very weird, but like, I remember a couple of years after that, just having the worst sleep paralysis in my life, and that is always that one night when I had that sleep paralysis made me afraid of the dark. Allow me to tell you, because this is very scary. So, I wake up right. And I'm just looking around my room like, I can't move. My door opens to this figure.
Stop.
It's like dark and spindly. And I was like, cool. And its hand forms into a knife. And it digs it into my chest and opens me up. And then I wake up with a chest pain and just all sweaty. And that whole night I did not go to sleep.
Like,
and yeah, that was...
Like, I'm telling you, like, sleep paralysis... I feel like there's actual demons that attack you in your sleep. And that the sleep paralysis is just like a visual representation of those demons attacking you. Because if you're able to get chest pain after that, I don't know. It's wild.
It's like a Freddy Krueger situation.
I mean, I felt things whenever something would happen to me in a dream. Like one dream, I got shot in the head and I woke up
like
with a headache.
Thing, how he like kills you in your sleep.
Yeah, it's kind of like dreaming about like a fire hose and then pissing your pants in the bed.
Mm.
It's exactly like that. See, you've never had that happen.
Do you ever
yeah,
pee
exactly.
in your dream and
exactly.
wake up
That's
and be like,
say.
Oh crap,
it's
I
like,
peed in real
whatever
life?
Whatever happened to you physically, you dream of something like that.
That's literally happened to me so many times when I was like 11. I would dream and I would pee in my dream and then
I
wake up and be like,
big booty. Bitches, and I was like, whoa.
Whoa, bro. We cannot say that on this podcast.
Oh.
Come on, Clayton. No
women.
Swearing.
Good job, Clayton.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Wait, So you
can hopefully
kick him out, Jackson.
Okay. So, anyways, have you all seen the movie Inception?
Yes.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Inception's one of the greatest movies ever. It seriously is.
I kind of just keep on having this Inception thing where, like, I will just die and I'll just wake up in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just straight up, like, fall off the building. I'm awake. Because it just, like, jumps me out of sleep.
Yep. And then you just go poggers.
Peggers. I love how all your trauma experiences have to do with, like, dreaming.
I know.
I mean...
Well, yeah, it's... For some reason, dreams are just weird and stuff. Like, sometimes they'll be good to you, sometimes they'll be bad to you, you know? You never know what's going on.
I do have two bad experiences with dreams. They're very short, though.
No.
So, when I was at my grandparents' place, they had these birds on, like, a dresser on my left, I remember very specifically. And I kid you not, they moved during the night, and it scared the absolute living everything out of me. I literally couldn't sleep for I don't know how long, because I thought the birds would shift positions ever so slightly. I thought they were trying to, like, creep up on me, dude. Okay.
Pork.
And then my second one, right? I was at a friend's house, and my eyes were wide open. Like, I thought I was awake, like, completely, right? And my eyes were wide open. And they never shut. And I heard the TV turn on. And it was just a jumbled mess of, like, words and phrases. And they weren't even words. Like, I just heard noise, basically, like, static. You know what happened next? I woke up in the morning. I was like, what the heck went on, right? Like, my eyes never shut. Did I just fall asleep staring? And I heard a bunch of stuff, like, people talking. It was so creepy. But yeah, those are my two horror, I guess you'd say.
Were you, like, schizophrenic for a day?
Just for a night, bro. I was testing out the beta, the alpha.
Ah, gotcha.
Alpha version. Yeah.
Oh, for me, you remember, like, how I used to draw stuff in, like, sophomore year? How I was able to draw, like, the really gross and creepy stuff?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
That obviously comes from, like, a place where I was able to think that stuff up. So I want you to imagine what my sleep paralysis is like.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
I mean, like...
Me? Walking into your room with only a hat covering my privates.
No, mine was, like, a lot worse. I based a lot of those things off of sleep paralysis demons I had.
Oh, that's
mad epic.
The worst one I had was, like, it was just something at the foot of my bed in, like, the middle of the night, and it was, like, full static, and it was just a man.
Oh, my God.
Static,
like, TV
man.
Static?
Static man, oh, Jesus Christ.
And then all I remember is it flicking through, like, flicking through different channels, just, like, communicating with words, like, you know, like how Bumblebee talks in Transformers movies.
Somewhat.
And it was, like, using the different channels to talk. And it was just
talking insane. Slender confirmed?
Yeah, and it was just like, I know where you sleep. And it was just flicking that over and over again.
Geez, you're actually scaring me.
It didn't. Like,
that's when you go, bye bye.
No, that's it didn't do anything to me. It just, like, kept getting closer and closer and closer to my face doing that as it got louder.
Just hurting my head.
Speaking of Slenderman, have y'all seen the online series Marble Hornets? It came out, like, almost, like, 10 years ago, but it's so good.
Marble what?
Marble Hornets.
Oh, Marble
basically,
Hornets?
The whole, like, story premise is that this one guy named Alex, he was making a student film for his college class, and basically all this crazy stuff starts happening to him, so he just drops the film all of a sudden, because one, like, the crew just hated him because he was just such a terrible director, such a jerk of a dude to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but also, like, he was just going mad, like, he was going crazy.
I love that movie.
And then his friend, he starts talking to him again. He's like, hey, Alex, I wanted to see your Marble Hornets movie. And, like, check it out. It's like, no, don't look at those tapes. It's like, why? He just says, burn them. I never want to see them again.
Like the ring.
Basically the ring. So basically, as you know, the main character watches the tapes, and he starts realizing that this Slenderman figure was following him the entire time.
Basically figures out that the
Slenderman, but they call him the Operator in the series. They figure out that basically he takes control of Alex, and Alex becomes a servant to the Operator. And basically he just goes on this crazy, killing spree, serving Jesus the Operator, Christ. giving the Operator power by just literally, like, I don't know. It's just a crazy show, though. It was actually really good.
It sounds nuts.
It was nuts.
That sounds pretty good.
And the thing is, like, it's like all filmed poster on, like, a VHS camera.
Oh, my dude. Because it's so much more creepy.
It's all, like, it's hard to explain.
That right there is some creepy pasta.
It's a really cool series. Y'all should check it out. It's on YouTube. Like, all of it's on YouTube. It's just called Marble Hornets.
Speaking of creepy pasta.
Yeah.
I
found some pretty creepy pasta.
You know how? Okay, I'm gonna go back to like some of my old days of. I used to do Minecraft trolling.
That's where the good days were.
Server. Just pretending that. Yeah, no, worse. We're like actual dedicated servers.
Oh no. Continue.
And so, there was a creepypasta about this one Minecraft character called Entity 303. It was like Herobrine on steroids, apparently. And so I remember reading that and be like, oh, that's cool. And so what I eventually started doing is I kind of took up that mantle, and I would go onto servers and just start griefing the ever-living crap out of them by getting admin permission.
Ah, yes.
And I would just walk around different players' houses and all their stuff and just blowing it up and just crashing entire servers, kicking everybody out, and just when they come back, it's just fire.
That sounds mad sick.
You're so mean.
Oh, it was great. Oh, I know. I was freaking evil.
Yeah, like when I made fun of your brother in like sixth grade, me and you had a feud.
Yes.
Oh my god, I don't think they know about that.
You may talk about that story.
No, I
don't know. Not
right now.
Do I talk about it?
I don't want to talk about a feud right now. We can do that in Family Feud night. Is that
Family Feud night? Okay. Are we gonna do that?
We may be some other time. You mean episode 2, Jackson?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. Our first episode was episode 0. You fool. Know the lore of Business Casual.
Yeah, so, come on, guys.
So I once saw this show, right? I forget the name of it, but like.
Your mama joke minute?
No, not yet.
No, God.
Don't even start. So, basically, this carriage is like, is found destroyed in like a bottom of like a valley or something, and some dude, he's trying to loot their carriage because they look rich and everything, and well, he finds that everyone's dead, right, and that this kid. Well, he's not dead, okay, and he realizes that and doesn't care.
I swear to God, I know what you're talking about.
Sounds like JoJo's.
No, there's no.
Swear to God, if he switches it on us and it ends up being Five Nights at Freddy, I'm gonna hit him.
Yes, insert Chica scream.
There you go. Okay,
that was cringe.
That was the story. The end.
That was very cringe.
I suspected it as soon as I heard carriage.
Okay.
You're doing really
all right, so all right. Pretty much, there's this purple guy, and
the Biden 87.
Can we talk about FNAF lore for the rest of this?
Nope. Shut up.
Okay. No. Okay. That is so cringe. Okay. So I have another story. It's kind of traumatic to me as a child. So there I was, as a 4-year-old boy, watching my dad wash the car, and you know, I'm just sitting in the driver's wheel, just playing around the car. And I'm like, woo, I'm driving the car, yay. My dad, all right, so I'll be back in a little bit.
I'm like, okay, Dad, okay.
So I'm just sitting there, sitting in the driver's seat, driving the wheel. My dad's gone for a little bit. I forgot what he was doing. I don't know what he was going to go grab. He was only gone for like 5 minutes.
Cigarettes.
He's not a smoker. Anyway,
milk.
I somehow put the car out of gear.
Yes.
And I put it into drive. Don't know how I did it as a 4-year-old, but I did. And the thing was, after my driveway, there's just this big steep drop down a hill, and there's just trees. And thankfully, the car that I rolled, like, when I put it in drive, I rolled down the hill, but this tree that was, like, right in front of the car just stopped it. So there's just this giant, huge dent in the car. And I run out of the car, and I just sit on the driveway just crying because I thought I was hurt, but I wasn't. My dad walks outside from the garage because when you walk into the garage and look out to the driveway, you do have no view of the backyard, which is where I drove the car into because there's just woods in our backyard. So basically, my dad just walks out into the garage, looks out to the driveway, and he's just like, where's the car? Because he's looking at me just crying on the driveway. He's just so confused. And then he walks out a little further, turns to his left, and he just sees the SUV crash into a tree down the hill, completely just destroyed. And that was just not pretty.
How bad was the AA?
Proceeds to get out.
But I don't know.
Wow.
It was just all so funny.
Unattended children. Am I right, guys?
Apparently, and the story goes on. So basically, someone called the cops. I don't know who it was. Basically, the officer comes in, and he's like, well, ma'am, I'm going to have to arrest you for being a bad parent or put some charges on you. And my mom, I kid you not, went off on him. And for some reason, my aunt was there too, my Aunt Charlene. And she was like, there is no way. Christina's a bad mom. I kid you not. This woman has gotten no sleep in the past. Like they're just screaming at this cop. And he's just like, you know what? I'm just going to leave. He just had no choice but to listen to this. These just angry parents. Just me just still crying in the driveway. Because I was just so traumatized.
Wow.
It was a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have the perfect story, but if anyone else has one, they can go. All right.
By all means, Clayton.
I wasn't very much a child, I guess you'd say. I was like probably 14 or 13. Maybe even 12, I don't know.
Five.
So I had to get like a voice. They like something in my box, whatever you want to call it. They had to do surgery for my throat. I don't know what it was. It's just something was. No, it wasn't my tonsils. I haven't
thorax.
Gotten that yet. No, it's something specific.
The Lorax,
yes. So,
The Corvax.
It's just something random. I don't know. It's like, it wouldn't let me speak. I kept losing my voice. So, they put some numbing stuff in there, you know, to get me all numbed up before they put in, like, this thing in my nose. It turns out they didn't do enough of the numbing stuff. And it hurt, like, a lot. Like, they pushed it, like, down. It numbed it enough so that it got rid of most of the pain. But, like, it went down my nose and, like, to my throat. It hurt so bad. And they're all like, why is he like this? And then they eventually had to add some more. And they're like, oh.
Yes.
Now I'm just scared of drugs. Like, I can't.
Add more alcohol.
Numbing. Anything that, like, numbs me, I can't. It scares me. Like painkillers, I'm scared to take painkillers, especially not especially, but like
Advil.
I haven't taken an Advil ever. I think really? Maybe once for like a headache, but I don't like letting things that'll numb me.
All right, boys. All right, I'm gonna be real with y'all. I honestly think I had coronavirus. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Hear me out. I think this is what happened to me. So, I went to a Smash tourney, and, like, literally, I had a pretty bad headache, and I just had, like, the worst shivers. I mean, like, the worst shivers I've ever had. And, like, I could not stop shivering. And then I just, like, popped a few Advils. I was like, all right, I'm ready for a Smash tourney. Let's go. Gamer time. And I don't know. I was ready. I just went. I think I did okay. That's right. I think I went like 2-2. Yeah, I think I did okay. Anyways, like, and then walking back, like, I just could not stop shivering. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, my patient body zero. Just not.
Bite of 87. Patient zero.
For real. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was patient zero for Tennessee. Who knows?
Could be.
I don't know. I felt like I got it when I was.
You feel like it sometimes because you're so scared that.
It's just such common symptoms, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
guys, you're coughing. You have the virus.
Oh, funny beer disease. Uh-oh.
Can't you, like, drink alcohol and you're, like, fine? Yeah, that's what I think it is. Let me just try some out.
Yeah, bro. Dude, pass the Corona, bro. Please. Pass the funny beer.
Dude, bro. You're so funny. Somebody.
Any more sleep paralysis demons we need to talk about? Or childhood emotional trauma?
I mean, no. So, I mean, if nobody else has to say anything, then now it's time for Yo Mama Joke Minute.
Yo Mama Joke Minute starts in 3.
No, 2, no, no, no. He has something 1. To say. Jackson, no, no.
I got one. I got something
to say. No, please.
Yo Mama's so Jackson fat. When she puts on a yellow raincoat, people say, oh, look, the sun got closer.
Yo Mama is so fat. That's it.
Yo Mama is so dumb. That she's just
Yo
dumb.
Mama is on Twitter so much. Punchline.
Your mama is so fat.
That she turned blue.
She stopped riots in Minneapolis.
Oh, God.
Edit that out, Jackson.
Yes, please. Please edit that out. We don't want that in there.
I may just leave it in.
Oh, God.
Yo mama.
No,
so
please
racist.
No. If we can't edit this out.
Jackson, no, Bradley.
If we can't edit this out, we're dead. We're literally screwed. Okay. Anyway.
We made jokes about Asians in episode 0. I think we're fine.
We did.
It was funny.
It was funny.
It was really funny.
We gotta get new content. Well, can we not? Okay.
I got something.
You
I
go Jackson.
Something. I got something to wrap it up on, you know, because we're reaching the 30-minute mark.
Yeah, this will be the last thing, and then, yeah.
So, when I was little, I really hated them. I had to get my blood drawn, like, once every year to test my peanut allergy and stuff. And I remember I went to a, like, Sky High. It was, like, a trampoline park. And they have, like, a little dodgeball area. And this bodybuilder, like, full-on, like...
hunk of a man.
Muscle mass dude threw a dodgeball and hit me right on the thumb. And it, like, made my thumb go up to
that
the top of my
so
hand.
That is so dope. Mm.
And it, like, turned it around to freaking sharks Jackson. In. And I remember going to the hospital and blacking out most of the way there. And then they asked me, just, like, do you want a shot that'll numb it and we can just then put it back into place, or do you want to just put it back into place right now? Guess
I'll
what my stupid
place.
Self
just
says.
Do it. Just do it, man. It's fine.
Put it back into place right now. And I remember her doing that and that was like the most pain I've ever experienced in my life. Like I could feel bone scraping against the bone.
So awesome.
And it was
that's PogChamp right there.
Like it felt like my fingers were being ripped out of
that
my
sounds
hand.
Epic. Her reactions
it
are
was great,
amazing
dude.
Too.
And, oh, wait, okay. All right, I have one more really honestly, quick story.
Okay.
Like one more super quick story.
Okay. This will be
so,
it.
Okay.
This will be the last one.
And,
so we were at Colorado.
Parks,
right?
You can wrap it up.
Yeah, this is like years ago.
Colorado.
So
time, yeah.
We are about to go whitewater rafting down this river.
Ooh.
And then I'm just like, ooh, fire anthill. Close by. Time to step on it.
Like any a little kid would do.
Like, as a thing, I was 12. Yeah, as a 12-year-old, I was. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to step on it and run away really quick. I stepped on it. I saw, like, the thousands of ants sprawling out, just oozing out of the hill. But I just demolished the home that they tried building for thousands of years, thousands of ant years. And then I'm just running away. And then two lone warriors get into my pant leg.
Oh, God.
And they go chomping away. And oh, my Lord. I thought I was like the real life Coyote Peterson for that night. Oh, my gosh. That felt so bad. Oh, my Lord. I had to like put my leg in that freezing water just to ease the pain just a tad bit. And oh, I kept my leg in when we were going through the rapids. I was like, oh, this feels good. I don't care if my leg will get by rocks. This just feels amazing.
Ah, that's really nice.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you,
Paul. Fire anthill story for that one.
So I didn't personally experience this trauma, but like I guess I did it because it was really,
we have to wrap
really
it up,
I know it's 27. We got 2 minutes. I got this, man.
No, it's not 27. It's 32 seconds. I'm sorry, Clayton. You left the call earlier.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You guys can finish it up.
All right. Well, I'll wrap it up for us. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight with your hosts, Jackson Doughty, Bradley Vaughn, Clayton Strobel, and myself, Parks Garner. And we will see you next time when we review Game Theory.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys. Don't forget, Clayton Strobel likes
Sora. No, no, we're not. Oh. No, we're not doing
Okay, all right, but bye, guys. Real though, like, SAO.
No, I'm leaving first right now. I hate you guys. No, 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 we're leaving. No, 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 no. Edit this part out, please. Please edit it out.
Bye, Tom.
All right, ladies.
Bye, everyone.
Y'all have a blessed night. Bye.